Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 6th, 2011. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. And we endeavor to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of the Most High, the mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Jah. And as we do this, we will seek and endeavor to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. And we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any religious, political, and revolutionary organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, facilitator of this website, and I thank her. And I thank the Most High for this beautiful sister. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. YAHLOVE, yahlove@comcast.net. And as we always do, we pause, we give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress, because we are scientists. We are African scientists, and there is no Almighty Father without the Almighty Mother. All praises are due unto the Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Most High Father is known as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. And in Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amen or Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and beautiful and precious Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. And that word in the African Hebrew language is chokmah. It's a feminine word denoting a feminine entity, in this case, Mother Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother conceives. Holy Spirit got to be our mother. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well. Mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the stars, moons, planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of creation, father of the universe, father of sun, moon, stars, planets, father of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of our mother, the Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. And the word Ruach, found under the number 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is a feminine word denoting and referring to a feminine entity, in this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the African Arabic language, The name of our mother, the Holy Spirit, is Ila, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Ila. And then lastly, you hear Il Allah, mother and father together. Ila, the mother. And then mother and father Allah. Because mother and father have given birth to the whole of the universe and creation and the human family out of the spirit of love. Now in Egypt, mother, Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. So, I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Mystery Babylon, that is no longer a mystery because we know that North America, the North American Empire, is that Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in your, my, our personalities as well, thereby making your, my, our names, the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would manifest in the last days of the most wicked empire ever to exist, given the title of Mystery Babylon, and we know it as this North American Empire. Because, sisters and brothers, we must understand that we are all a part of the divinity. The I and I in Rastafari, Haile Selassie I. Who is the I? The Rasta don't say you and me. The Rastafari sisters and brothers say I and I. The first I being you united with the Creator, the Most I. So you say I. Who is the second I? The second I is the human family. Outside of yourself, the human family united with the Most High and the Most Divine Creation. So, I and I, we are all divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine creation, divine universe, divine Milky Way, divine Earth. All of us are divinity manifested in divine human flesh. So we give thanks and praises unto the Most High, Creator and Creatress, for the prayer. We are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet looking at Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. We're yet preaching to the black church, to black people, to black preachers, but to the human family, to the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We are going to look at some current affairs and then go back into the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, and go over to Ezekiel chapter 39. But as we look at these current affairs, we want to look at these current affairs with the mind of Christ. Christ, the anointed deliverer of the oppressed, the crusher of the oppressor. Yahshua, Jesus. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Jesus meaning deliverance, liberty, health, and wealth, and the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and families, the oppressor, for denying liberty, denying deliverance, denying health and wealth to the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That is Jesus Christ. Revelation, coming from the Greek word apocalyptos, which gives us our English apocalypse, which also relates to our English word revelation, having the meaning of uncovering the truth by removing the falsehood, so that we may see reality concerning this wicked, no good, rotten, immoral, illegal, and deplorable system. So as we move to some current affairs, we want to talk about the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Why do I always talk about the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers? Because it is they that run this wicked, deplorable, illegal, no good, rotten system. The Rothschilds, controllers of your banking systems, the international banking system, controlling the world's economy, controlling the creation of your money, whether inside of America or outside, controlling the International Monetary Fund, controlling the World Bank Organization, the World Trade Organization, the Rothschild, the House of Rothschilds, this wicked ruling class and ruling family House of Rothschild, driving nations into warfare, controlling warfare, creating enemies among nations, arming all sides, causing all nations that go into warfare to come to the Rothschilds to borrow the money to prosecute a war, because no nation can prosecute a war without going to the Rothschilds to borrow the money. Then, controlling the banking systems, creating fictitious money, charging interest, causing Congress, causing the United States Treasury to come to the Federal Reserve banking system that is owned by the House of Rothschilds. United States Treasury goes to the Federal Reserve banking system to borrow our own money. The Rothschilds, through the Federal Reserve banking system, loans us our money with interest, creating a banking system called fractional banking, in which you deposit 100 and they loan 900 based on your 100, and loan 900 based on your 100 with interest on the fictitious 900. So Rothschilds, controllers. Oppenheimers, why do I talk about the Oppenheimers? Because the Oppenheimers control all your mineral and resource mining corporations. So the Rothschilds, through warfare, take the land, the wealth, and the resources through warfare and bloodshed. And then the Oppenheimers come right behind and establish the mining corporations to mine the wealth and the resources out of the land. No diamond moves unless the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers say the diamond moves. So all diamonds, all wealth, all resources are blood, because the means to obtain such done through warfare and bloodshed. So look up this fella named Soros. I forget his first name. Soros. S-O-R-O-S. Soros. And the CIA. You know them. So the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, and Soros, who is connected to this banking system, and the CIA, they have an agenda. The Israel Mossad, the Britain MI5 and 6, they have an agenda. What is the agenda of the ruling class and ruling families represented by the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, Soros, international investor doing the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers? What is the agenda of the CIA, Mossad, MI5 and 6? What is the agenda of the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order? Their agenda is to destroy nations. To destroy nations outside of the United States of America. But what about inside the United States of America? The same Rothschilds and the same Oppenheimers, through the FBI and the Fraternal Order of the Police, and through industrial giants like the Koch brothers, through their governors like Governor Walker of Wisconsin and other governors doing the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, are working to destroy states inside of the United States of North America. So the same Rothschilds, the same Oppenheimers working outside of the United States of America, destroying nations, destroying, you see the nations in the Middle East going up. Certainly people have grievances, but we must always understand that the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, CIA, and so on, infiltrate revolutions and spin revolutions for their benefit. And all of those nations going up are nations that do not want to isolate Iran and do not want to do the bidding of Israel. And so these revolutions have been infiltrated, and those dictators and leaders that were once friends of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and CIA are now turning on those so-called dictators, so-called, because the real dictators, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, but because these leaders that were doing the bidding of Rothschild, Oppenheimer, CIA, and so on, have turned in these recent days, now you see those nations going up because the CIA and whatnot are infiltrating those movements and spinning those movements. That's why we have to join the worldwide workers and peoples and poor people's revolution to make sure that the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and CIA, etc., do not infiltrate the movement, so that the movements can produce real change. And we know that we want the kingdom of God in heaven, or the kingdom of Islam. Same thing. Right here, right now, on this earth. So, some interesting current affairs. And let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I'm your Minister of Information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, March the 6th, 2011. In Pakistan, I learned something very interesting. I was listening to KPFA, the March the 2nd on March the 2nd, the Guns and Butter time slot. KPFA is in a fun drive during that week. The 1 o'clock time slot on Wednesday is the Guns and Butter time slot, 1 p.m. every Wednesday. Guns and Butter by Bonnie Faulkner. Bonnie Faulkner was absent, so Dennis Bernstein, who is the creator of Flashpoints, the 5 o'clock slot every weekday on KPFA, held down the 1 p.m. Guns and Butter time slot, March the 2nd, 2011. And I learned something very interesting. A fellow by the name, let me get his name, Dave Lindorf, who is one of the writers and probably founders of the website This Can't Be Happening. This Can't BeHappening.net. I'll have it in my summary page. He wrote an article called "Davis Arrest Throws the United States Undercover Campaign in Pakistan into Disarray." And what I learned, you recall in Pakistan a couple of weeks ago, mid-February, a fellow by the name of Raymond Davis was arrested in Pakistan for his killing of two Pakistani intelligence agents. Their intelligence agency is called the Inter-Service Intelligence Agency, the ISI. That's their equivalent of the CIA in North America. So these Pakistani intelligence agents were killed by Raymond Davis. And you recall that for this killing, let me see if I can describe this. He killed these two fellas in the back, if I have this correctly. Raymond Davis killed these two Pakistani intelligence agents in the back, called for backup. Another group of Americans coming to the aid of Raymond Davis ran down a few more people, killed them, and in the melee, Raymond Davis gets arrested. One of those killed by Raymond Davis, the wife of one of those killed by Raymond Davis, committed suicide. The wife of one of those killed by Raymond Davis committed suicide because she's distraught, she lost her husband. So this fellow Raymond Davis is arrested behind all of this bloodshed. And recall that the media and Barack Obama came out and said that Raymond Davis was a diplomat. And being a North American diplomat, according to Obama and the media at the time, Raymond Davis being a diplomat is to be afforded all of those rights due to a diplomat, afforded diplomatic immunity. So even though he killed these people, you can't do anything, Pakistan. You can't prosecute the man because he's a diplomat and he is afforded diplomatic immunity and he is immune from prosecution because he's a diplomat. Well, sisters and brothers, we come to find out that Barack Obama lied, that the media lied. Should not be surprising. Every president has lied to hide the truth to the United States citizenry. We find out that this man, Raymond Davis, in reality, is a CIA contractor, a CIA agent contractor affiliated with Blackwater. Blackwater's new name is XE or Z. This is a contracting company, CIA affiliated, that goes all over the earth and kills and destroys lives on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families to take land, to take wealth, to take resources. So, the beloved politician, President of the United States of North America, doing the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, and the media doing the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, lied to us, saying Raymond Davis was a diplomat. In reality, he is a CIA contractor killing on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Now, what was he doing? What else was this man, Raymond Davis, doing in Pakistan? This is so interesting. You have to read this article called Davis Arrest Throws United States Cover, United States Undercover Campaign in Pakistan into Disarray by Dave Lindorf. Sisters and brothers, once again, I will say, in the age of Obama in 2011, what was Raymond Davis, the CIA contractor, doing in Pakistan? It comes to light, and we come to understand that Raymond Davis was orchestrating terrorist activity. He was orchestrating, Raymond Davis was orchestrating terrorist organizations to conduct terrorist activity. These so-called terrorist organizations, under the orchestration of Raymond Davis, CIA agent, working on behalf of the multinational resource mineral corporations of North America. Raymond Davis working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, conducting terrorist activity through orchestration of terrorist activity through these terrorist organizations. These organizations have been linked to the assassination of the head of state of India, Benazir Bhutto. Remember a few years ago, Benazir Bhutto, female head of state of India, was assassinated. And when I see these assassinations, I am always skeptical of the official story given to us by the United States of North America media. But Raymond Davis, through his affiliation with and orchestration of terrorist organizations in Pakistan and in that region, these organizations are linked to the assassination of the head of state of India, Benazir Bhutto. This Raymond Davis that Obama lied to us, said was a diplomat, knowing the truth of it, that this man, Raymond Davis, is a CIA contractor killer, is also linked to the capturing and the beheading of a Wall Street Journalist reporter by the name of Daniel Pearl. Some years ago, on one of the 9/11 anniversaries, Daniel Pearl, kidnapped by a so-called terrorist organization, put on TV, put on tape put on television, and beheaded. And this was blamed on terrorist organizations. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, sisters and brothers? This Raymond Davis, CIA contractor, working with so-called terrorist organizations, orchestrating terrorist activity, is connected to the assassination of India's head of state, Benazir Bhutto. He is also connected to the capturing and beheading of Daniel Pearl, a Wall Street Journalist reporter. See, sisters and brothers, this is what we call false flag operations. This causes us to understand that the war on terror is a farce and is fictitious. Sisters and brothers, after Raymond Davis was arrested, the Pakistani authorities found a camera. Listen to this, sisters and brothers. They found a camera in possession of Raymond Davis, CIA contractor and killer. And on this camera, there were photographs, pictures of what, you may ask? Of Pakistani military installations. Why? Why have pictures of Pakistani military installations in your camera? Raymond Davis, CIA contractor and killer, were you planning on terrorist acts and activities against Pakistani military installations to be blamed on Al-Qaeda? To be blamed on some terrorist organization, when in reality it's the North American Empire that is the real terrorist in this world, working on behalf of the wicked Rothschild, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, who are the real terrorists in this world? Is that why you had pictures of Pakistani installations, military installations, Raymond Davis? Other pictures were of mosques and madrasas or Islamic schools and other schools in Pakistan. Why were you planning, Raymond Davis, CIA contractor and killer, working on behalf of the multinational resource and mineral corporations of the United States of North America? Raymond Davis, CIA contractor and killer, working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, were you planning on conducting terrorist acts and activities against mosques, against Islamic schools and other Pakistani schools to be blamed on Al-Qaeda, a fictitious organization created by the CIA on behalf of the multinational resource and mineral corporations, on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, on behalf of the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. These are false flag terrorist operations that are blamed on Islam so that we may be maneuvered into supporting this fictitious war on terror, which is in reality a war of terror conducted by the ruling class and ruling families through the orchestration ultimately of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Why? To take and steal land, wealth, and resources. So, because of all of this, the Pakistani officials and government are afraid that the United States may kill Raymond Davis because he knows too much. The man that knew too much. They may want to eliminate him. And so they're afraid even of chocolates that were sent by like the United States Embassy or Consulate sent Raymond Davis chocolates. And they were, the Pakistani officials were afraid that it was poison in the chocolates, and they want to keep Raymond Davis alive because they may want to prosecute him for killing and orchestrating death and destruction in their nation, in the age of Obama. We gotta say it. And this president, as President Bush, as all the presidents, are working on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Now, sisters and brothers, more current affairs. I want to go to something that I learned from our beautiful Caucasian brother, Webster Tarpley. WebsterTarpley.net and also GCNLive.com. In this case, GCNLive.com. I have it in my summary. World Crisis Radio, March the 5th, 2011 edition. Part of Webster Tarpley's discourse in the March the 5th, 2011 edition of World Crisis Radio, he dealt with an NBC Wall Street Journal poll that was taken to determine the views of the citizens of the United States of North America. And this poll proves that the majority of the citizens of the United States of North America are not right-wing, as the Democrats would have you to think, as Barack Obama would have you to think, as the Republicans would have you to think, as the Tea Party would have you to think. All of them are speaking the rhetoric of the right-wing and beyond right-wing Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So, let's go through some of these questions that were asked in the poll, and let us understand the true heart of the citizens of the United States of North America. One question that was asked, is it necessary to cut Medicare? Now, with the Tea Party and the Republicans and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House for the Republican Party, you would think that all Americans and the majority of Americans would say, yeah, cut Medicare. But the poll showed us that 54% said no, do not cut Medicare. 18% said yes. 54% said no, sisters and brothers. The next question dealt with by Webster Tarpley. Should Social Security be cut? Now, once again, you would think that everybody would say, yeah, cut it. 22% said, yes, cut Social Security, but 49% said no. Now, the number that I'm not quoting is the number that accounts for those that are undecided. We're just dealing with the yes and the no. So 22% said, yes, cut Social Security, but 49%, the great majority, as compared to those that said yes, 49% said no, don't cut Social Security. Cut unemployment insurance. 55% said no, do not cut unemployment insurance. Now, Barack Obama, in his State of the Union address, late January, early February 2011, talked about all the cuts he was going to make. So he's not holding the line, sisters and brothers. The national discourse is so far to the right that Barack Obama, president of the United States of North America, Democrat, is talking about cut. He said, freeze the wages of public workers. You freeze wages, you don't freeze the cost of living. That means you taking money. That's like a wage decrease. Give corporations tax breaks. Find a loophole to pay for it. What's the loophole? Apparently the loophole is cut Medicare, cut Social Security, cut unemployment insurance. But the people don't agree. And the people certainly don't agree with the Republicans and the Tea Party, who are just so bloodthirsty that it's not even funny. Is it acceptable, next question, to cut Medicaid? 67% said no. Is it acceptable to cut Medicare? Asking some of the same questions a little differently. 76% said no. It is not acceptable to cut Medicare. Is it acceptable to cut education? Funds for education K through 12. 77% said no. It is not acceptable. Is it acceptable to cut Social Security? 77% said no, it is not acceptable. Should there be, listen to this, should there be a surtax on millionaires to fix the budget deficit? Now, you would think that everybody would say, don't raise taxes on the millionaires. 81% said yes. Increase taxes on the millionaires. Now, I will go beyond just millionaires. The 1%, 5%, 10% wealthy, getting away scot-free from paying taxes. The corporations, getting away scot-free from paying taxes. Everything we need, you can pay for it by making the wealthy 1, 2, 5, 10%, 20%, the corporations, multinational, pay their fair share. And we say, obliterate this system that causes impoverishment. Tax this fictitious money that we talked about, fractional reserve banking. 90% fictitious money. They make money off of that 90% fictitious money. Tax that. That is totally untaxed. The banks making all this fictitious money, turning over fictitious money through the derivatives market, from bundling of false mortgages. They make all this untold monies, and it's all fictitious, and it's all tax-free. Tax all of that. Call it a surtax. Tax all of that, and you can pay for everything that we need. So the media is wrong. The Republicans are wrong. Let's continue. Should the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy be phased out? 68% say yes. Should there be austerity measures? Do you agree with the austerity measures that are being propagated and perpetrated and instigated by the Democratic and Republican Party, which means cut everything the people need to pay for this budget deficit that was created by the bankers in the first place, through their wicked banking system, taking the power of creating money out of the hands of the Congress and the people of the United States of North America? Now it's in private hands. The Federal Reserve Bank is a private bank owned by the Rothschilds, so they created this thing, this mess, and they want to make us pay through austerity measures. 60% say no. Is collective bargaining a right for the public employees? Do the public employees have a right to collective bargaining? 77% say yes. You would think they would disagree with that. You see what's going on in Wisconsin? The people are rising up to say, we have a right. Unions have a right to collectively bargain on our behalf. And we say, whether public or private, should collective bargaining be cut? 67% say no. Is the United States of America going in the right direction? 31% say yes, but 60% say no. What should the focus of the United States of America be? The United States of North America. What should Obama focus on? What should the Democrats, the Republicans focus on? What should our governmental leaders focus on? What should our heads of governmental, financial, and education institutions, what should they be focusing on? The people resoundingly say, focus on job creation and economic growth. So you see a total dissatisfaction with this wicked system that is destroying the people. And Rush Limbaugh is wrong. Glenn Beck is wrong. O'Reilly is wrong. All of your media, they're wrong. CNN is wrong. MSNBC, Fox News, they're all wrong. The United States of North America citizenry overwhelmingly are dissatisfied with this system and dissatisfied with how the president, his party, and the opposing party, and the Tea Party, how they are conducting business. We're taking our first break. I will see you on the other side of the break.